Welcome back to this edition of the Iowa Blog. This is part 7 of Dode's Song. It is a presentation of the most important piece of literature ever written, of the most enlightening, uplifting, enriching, and empowering song ever scribed. This is the 89th Mizmor, and it will change everything you thought you knew about God. It is Dode's Song. In part 7, we're going to pick up where we left off on our previous program by stating that Dode's most famous title was clearly Melech King, and his most forlorn were Mashiach, Messiah, and Ben-El, Son of God. But his most important title, far and away, is one no one even pronounced until I wrote these books under the Iowa brand. It is Zeruah, and it can have a number of meanings because there were and are three Zeruah in Yahweh's story. The first, Moshe, served as the strong arm of God to grasp hold of his people and remove them from the religious and political crucibles of Mitzrayim in Egypt and take them to the promised land. The ultimate Zeruah is Dode David, who served in his second of three lives as the sacrificial lamb. I am the third. And in my case, Zeruah returns to its actionable root based on the Hebrew verb zerah. It means that I am sowing the seeds and cultivating them for a productive harvest. Those harvests are on Shavuot, which will occur at the beginning of the time of Israel's troubles, May 22nd, 2026. And then again on Teruah, which is September, this time the 23rd of September in 2033, 7 years later, and just 10 days prior to the Messiah's return with Yahweh in Jerusalem. So this is the story of Dode as the Son of God, as the King of Kings, as our Messiah, and yes, even more importantly, as the Zeruah. Yahweh says, in addition, Ani Zeruah, my protective shepherd, strong arm, sacrificial lamb, and the one cultivating the harvest, will empower and embolden you, strengthening you while enabling your growth. Mizmor, lyrics to be sung, Psalm 89:21. The reason that I provided all three renderings of Zeruah in this statement is because all three Zeruah contribute to empowering and emboldening you, strengthening you while enabling your growth. All three are gifts from God, inspired by God, enabled by God for this purpose. Moshe, the first Zeruah, not only led his people to freedom, removing them from the tyranny of a very religious and political government predicated on caste system economics, where they were enslaved, and in the process delivered Yahweh's Torah teaching, his guidance and directions, so that we might all come to appreciate the terms and conditions that Yahweh established through Abraham and Sarah and their son Yishak and his son Jacob as they became Yisrael. And it is that covenant that enables us to be part of God's family and the individual through whom Yahweh would actually bring this covenant to fruition is Dode David, the most important of the Zeruah. And so Dode not only serves as the shepherd of his people, but also in his second of three lives as the sacrificial lamb. He is the most important of the Zoroa, and this story is about him. But unfortunately, Yahweh's people erased not only Yahweh's name from their lives, but also his son, the Messiah, and their king from their lives. And because they have done this, Christianity rose based upon a crude counterfeit of doubt. And because they have done this, Rabbi Akiva created rabbinic Judaism based upon two lies somehow make a right. He foisted another false Messiah to counter the effects of the Christian false Messiah, and in so doing, caused the final attack by Rome, the bludgeoning of his people, the diaspora, and ultimately the Holocaust. And so it is my job, assigned by Yahweh, empowered and equipped by Yahweh, to awaken his people, to reacquaint Yisrael and Yehudim with Yahweh's glorious name, and with the name, the accolades, and the achievements of his son, David, our Messiah, our King, and first and foremost, our Zoroa, the sacrificial lamb, who fulfilled Pesach, Matzah, and Bukurim. And let me make this perfectly clear for you. Since a mountain of religious rubbish between Christianity and Islam has been piled, and Judaism also, has been piled on top of the truth, Dod, in his second life, came back to serve as the Passover lamb. He opened the door to God's home and to eternal life. And at the same time, he fulfilled matzah, unyeasted bread, removing the fungus of religion and politics from our souls. And he took it into Sheol, where he deposited it as if it were a black hole, never to be seen again. Then on Bukurim, his nefesh soul was reunited with the Ruach Kodesh, the set-apart spirit, and taken back home to be with Yahweh, the firstborn, fulfilling firstborn children, and thereby signing our adoption papers into the covenant family, enriching and empowering us in the process. This is the second life of Dod. And upon his return, which is just 8.5 years from now, on Yom Kippurim in 2033, Dod will fulfill the Moed Mikre of Yom Kippurim. He will anoint the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, and the relationship between Yahweh, Yisrael, and Yehudim will be reconciled for all time. This will then enable us to camp out with Yahweh during Sukkah. This is how each of the three Zoroa, Moshe, Dod, and Yada, empower and embolden you. It is this truth, this realization, this enablement of the covenant, this fulfillment of the Moed Mikre, that make this possible. And while Moshe is known to you, and Dod should be, even Yada plays a role that's more expansive than simply being a witness to the greatest discovery in human history, these realizations about Dod. But come Teruah, after the ingathering on September 23rd, a Friday evening in Jerusalem. The following morning, the Shabbat of September 24th, I will serve as the Adam HaParah, and it is my sacrifice that enables and prepares the remnant of Yisrael for the final homecoming and family reunion between God's people and their king. This is the story being told throughout the 89th Mizmor. Now, God could not have made any of this any easier for us to understand. And yet the most profound truth in human history has been right out in the open, available for all to read, and yet completely ignored. No one knew any of this, nor shared any of this, nor explained it prior to God enabling me to do so for your benefit. The Bashar, chosen one from among the people, the anointed Messiah, the Ben-El, son of God, the man Yahweh raised and exalted to work with him as his Ebed, the very hand of God and his Zeruah, protective shepherd and sacrificial lamb, has a name, and that name is Dod. It means beloved, and it is corrupted to David. For those willing to listen and engage, his life and his lyrics will emetz ata, help you grow, empowering you and emboldening you, enriching you and enlightening you, because he fulfilled the first three Moed Mikre, and it is the third, Mokotam, whereby Yahweh, because of what Dod has done, is able to provide the benefits of the covenant, which, in addition to eternal life and our perfection on Pesach and Matzah, enable God to adopt us into his family, enriching and empowering and enabling us on Bukurim. For God's sake and yours, if you haven't already done so, it's well past time that we all accept and acknowledge Dod's special place in our lives and in God's plan. If anyone holds the keys to heaven, it is this man. It is his home. It is his family, as well as his father's. And it is in his and on his throne that his kingdom, which will exist therein and forevermore, is proclaimed by his Father, Almighty God. He opened the door which made it possible for us to enter and sit beside him as we travel through space and time into dimensions beyond those we can comprehend and across the universe. This is the greatest life ever lived, the greatest gift ever given. And it is worth mentioning that the surviving fragments of the Qumran text supporting the 89th Psalm are legible, beginning with the 19th verse. The differences, when compared to the Masoretic text therein, were numerous and significant, and they are especially relevant in the previous statement, particularly in 89:21, where the opening thought is now corrected, presented as two distinct sentences, with the change from with to from relative to the set-apart oil with which Yahweh personally anointed Dod. But the biggest difference is found in the concluding pronouncements of what we have just considered, where the witness of the Dead Sea Scrolls changes hu him to ata you, revealing that Dod was presented and anointed for your benefit. This perspective becomes particularly poignant because it means that Yahweh's Zeruah, sacrificial lamb, was offered so that you might be part of the covenant family, so that you might become immortal, perfected, and then empowered, enriched as part of God's family. His sacrifice strengthens and emboldens us so that we can grow with God and God grow with us. Now, this is in opposition to the implications of the Masoretic text, which has the Zeruah influencing Dod. With the Dead Sea Scroll correction, Dod's role as the Zeruah, protective shepherd and sacrificial lamb, reveals that he earned the respect of the flock by making the ultimate sacrifice for God's sheep. having reached a crescendo, a third of the way through Dode's song, this would be a good place to assess how far we have come. And when I say crescendo and we think of cymbals clapping and the drums pounding as the violins and trumpets roar and voices soar, never has there been a song where literally every word is mesmerizing. It's riveting. And every beat is uplifting. This is a song of all Christians. It is the song of the greatest life ever lived. The three of them. The 89th song, I want to read it up to this point. It is of all that Yahweh has shared with us thus far about his great love with his son, who perfected his children and will serve.